Strangely, these revelations didn't cure my low self-esteem. That feeling of otherness, my desire to disappear, was still very powerful. I had a degree from Cambridge. I had a thriving career, but myself was a car crash. And I wound up with bulimia and on a therapist's couch. And of course I did. I still believed myself was all I was. I still valued self-worth above all other worth. And what was there to suggest otherwise? We've created entire value systems and a physical reality to support the worth of self. Look at the industry for self-image and the jobs it creates, the revenue it turns over. We'd be right in assuming that the self is an actual living thing, but it's not. It's a projection which our clever brains create in order to cheat ourselves from the reality of death. But there is something that can give the self ultimate and infinite connection. And that thing is oneness, our essence. The self's struggle for authenticity and definition will never end unless it's connected to its creator, to you, and to me. And that can happen with awareness. Awareness of the reality of oneness and the projection of selfhood. For a start, we can think about all the times when we do lose ourselves. It happens when I dance, when I'm acting. I'm earthed in my essence, and myself is suspended. In those moments, I'm connected to everything: the ground, the air, the sounds, the energy from the audience. All my senses are alert and alive, in much the same way as an infant might feel, that feeling of oneness.